I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mediation has ended the Australia vilification case between Catch the Fire Ministries and the Victorian Muslim Body. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says portions of the agreement remain confidential. They've agreed to disagree on free society and freedom of religion. Nettleton says the enforcement of the vilification law, though, still concerns ministries.
We can pray for the church in Australia that they will continue to be bold witnesses for Christ. And we would love to see this law struck down. But our call as Christians is to share the gospel regardless of what laws are or are not on the books.
Next, Christian Solidarity Worldwide released a report this week concluding North Korea's severe human rights abuses constitute crimes against humanity. The timing of the report's release coincides with this week's Global Week of Prayer. It's a week-long event in which believers are being asked to pray for North Korea's spiritual change as part of the centennial anniversary of the Pyongyang Great Revival, widely credited as the start of Christianity in Korea. Go to our website for details. And of the world's nearly 7,000 languages, only 422 have the entire Bible. That makes WordWinds International's mission clear. WordWinds' Jared Allen explains the thrust of their work.
We do not necessarily send missionaries like most organizations do. We come alongside projects and organizations who are already working in their home fields and their home countries. There's a lot of times where these projects are either at an absolute standstill or really being impeded by lack of funding.
Right now, WordWinds is primarily in Brazil, but they're also looking at projects in India and Pakistan. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.